Chapter 5. Clumsy. Eddie darted around a table. He hopped over a chair. He nearly bumped a waiter with a tray of hot chocolate mugs. The closer Eddie got to Harry, the chillier the air was. Eddie's breath came out in quick clouds of cold air as he sneaked up behind Harry. "Eddie, no!" Liza squeaked. Just then, Eddie's foot splashed in the puddle around Harry's chair. Only it wasn't a puddle anymore. It had turned to ice. "Yikes!" Eddie yelled as his foot slipped. Without even turning around, Harry grabbed for Eddie and stood up. He lifted Eddie off the floor. Oh, my! Oh, my, my, my! Eddie's grandmother said as she rushed over. Harry slowly lowered Eddie to the floor. "No worries," Harry said. "I just helped your grandson before he slipped on the ice. Again." The tips of Eddie's ears turned bright red. Eddie's grandmother looked at Eddie. "Well," she said, "don't you have something to say to this kind man?" Eddie was clueless. "Your hands are cold," he told Harry. Eddie's grandmother poked him in the arm. "Mr. Snowden just helped you," she reminded him. "What do you say?" Eddie thought and thought and thought some more. Finally, Liza came up and whispered in his ear. "Oh, I get it," Eddie said. "Thanks." "And now I think it's time for me to get you kids home," said Eddie's grandmother, "before we get snowed in. Say goodbye to Mr. Snowden." "Bye," the kids said as they headed out the door. Snow covered the roads. Snow was piled on cars. Flakes swirled through the air. "It's going to snow forever," Melody said with a giggle. "That," Howie said, "is exactly what I'm afraid of." And that is the end of Chapter 5.